Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. You may have seen this post on social media lately, but I thought it was excellent, and it provides a powerful perspective for us during this pandemic. It is called Born in 1900. Have you seen this? The anonymous author wrote, "Imagine you were born in the year 1900. When you are 14 years old, World War I starts, and it ends on your 18th birthday, with 22 million people killed in the war. Later that year, the Spanish flu epidemic hits the planet and runs until you are 20. 50 million people died from it in those 2 years. Yes, 50 million. And by the way, so far during our current pandemic of the coronavirus, 681,000 people have died worldwide, compared to 50 million. The author continues, "When you are 29, the Great Depression begins. Unemployment hits 25%. Global GDP drops 27%. And that runs until you are 33. When you turn 39, World War II starts. You aren't even over the hill yet. When you're 41, the United States is fully pulled into World War II. Between your 39th and 45th birthday, 75 million people perish in that war. And the Jewish Holocaust kills 5 million. The author isn't done yet. He goes on. At 50, the Korean War starts, and 5 million perish. At 55, the Vietnam War begins, and it doesn't end for 20 years. 4 million people die in that conflict. Approaching your 62nd birthday, you have the Cuban Missile Crisis, a tipping point in the Cold War. Life on our planet as we know it could well have ended. Great leaders prevented that from happening. As you turn 75, the Vietnam War finally ends." The author himself ends his brief essay saying, "Think of anyone born on the planet in 1900. How do you survive all of that? A kid in 1985 didn't think their 85-year-old grandparents understood how hard school was." And by the way, These elderly people, we call them the vulnerable population. Who are the truly vulnerable? The scripture readings today all talk about how to make it through hard times with fortitude and faith. Kind of like the person born in 1900. That is, it helps us when we feel vulnerable. Isaiah chapter 55 is the end of the second section of Isaiah, commonly called Deutero-Isaiah or Second Isaiah. It was composed during the Babylonian captivity, when the people were beginning to lose hope of ever returning home, like so many soldiers during the two world wars who died in foreign lands. Listen to how Isaiah comforts the people. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost, drink wine and milk. Notice the reference to wine and to grain, which was a very far off and distant foreshadowing of the wine and the bread that would be the Eucharist. Isaiah didn't promise the people a new deal like FDR did, but rather a new covenant which would comfort and console the people when they felt vulnerable. In St. Paul's remarkable letter to the Romans, our second reading, we read, "What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? No. In all these things, we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us." Paul was encouraging the new Christians struggling to stay faithful in pagan Rome, where they were persecuted and put to death. Paul himself would be martyred in Rome by beheading. But Paul knew that the blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. And so this evil city would eventually become the eternal city and the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church. Like the blood of millions of soldiers brought peace and freedom after world wars, so the blood of martyrs brought true peace and true freedom to Christians everywhere. That is how Paul comforted the vulnerable. Finally, in the gospel, Jesus takes pity on the crowds who are sick and hungry. How does our Lord minister to them? We read, "Taking 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing. He broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds." If you do a close analysis of the words that Jesus employs at the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, and the words that he used at the Last Supper in Matthew 26, you discover that our Lord used exactly the same words: take, bless, break, and give, are used on both occasions. By the way, do you know another instance when a priest takes bread, blesses bread, breaks bread, and gives bread to feed the people? Of course you do, right here at every Mass. At the consecration, see if you can catch those 4 key words which connect the priest's actions to the Last Supper, to the feeding of the 5,000. That's how our Lord feeds and comforts the crowds yesterday, today, and forever, when we are feeling vulnerable. My friends, how are you feeling during this pandemic? Some people may be feeling great anxiety, especially over going back to school. All the parents are saying, the sooner the better. All the teachers are saying, not yet. Others are feeling loneliness and depression, especially those in hospitals. Others are feeling frustration with no change, or people not taking it seriously and not wearing their masks. Some people, a friend of mine, is even starting to believe every latest conspiracy theory that she hears. about what's going on. Some are feeling the financial strain from lost hours or lost jobs. Maybe a better way to deal with all our fears and frustrations, our anxieties and our anger, is to look to our parents and grandparents who have definitely seen darker days than these. Drink deeply from the fountain of their fortitude and faith. They are not as vulnerable as we think they are. And the best place to find peace in this pandemic is in the scriptures and in the sacraments, especially in the Eucharist, as the readings remind us today. Come to the altar where the Lord takes, blesses, breaks, and gives us the bread of eternal life. Here we find the grain and the wine prophesied by Isaiah that quench our deepest thirst. Here we can feel with St. Paul that we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us. And while you're here at Mass, you can also thank God you were not born in 1900. Praised be Jesus Christ.